Welcome to Short Take. After numerous experiences in the film industry, Jan-Ole Gerster studied directing at the DFFB. His debut film, Oh Boy, became an international success and was celebrated by audiences and critics alike. It screened at over 60 film festivals worldwide and won the German Film Award in Gold and the European Film Award for Best Debut Film, among others. He followed this with Lara, which celebrated its world premiere in Carlo Vivari, where it won the Special Jury Prize and the award for Best Female Lead. Islands, Jan-Ole's first English language film, celebrated its premiere at the Berlinale 2025 and received 4 nominations for the German Film Awards. We talked to him via video call for this interview. Jan-Ole Gerster, thank you for joining us today.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Our podcast Short Take is meant to give our listeners a quick but better idea of you and your work. We're going to ask you 19 questions, some personal, some less so. And there's no need to overthink the answers. Let's have some fun.
Okay. Sounds terrifying though, but I will give my best.
All right. Then let's dive right in. I know today is a press day, premiere day, but still, how would you describe your current mood in 3 words?
My current mood in 3 words would be exhausted, happy, and grateful.
What is your favorite way to spend time?
I have 2 little daughters, and I would say my favorite way to spend time is to hang out with my kids. But obviously, I love to go to the cinema and love to read. This is what I like to spend my time with.
Do you have a secret obsession, one that you're willing to share?
I'm obsessively tidy, I would say. I can't really work if anything isn't in the right order. I'm obsessed with writing to-do lists.
I can relate.
Yeah, I don't know why. It clears my mind and I have to get it out of my head and on the page, and then I'm good to go and I can be creative. But first of all, I have to write everything down that is in my head. And that's, I think it became quite a massive obsession in the past years.
What is the favorite job you've done? And obviously it can be a film related thing, but it can be something entirely different.
I love the job that I have, but you know, besides the job of being a director, when I was like younger, I was driving an ambulance for a little while.
Okay.
That was really exciting and insightful. And I learned a lot about life and death. Yeah. Actually, and it was quite character building for me. I still do think a lot about these times when I was driving an ambulance car.
Yeah. What do you most appreciate in your friendships?
Humor, I guess, honesty, reliability, trust, and the quality to hang out with having no expectations whatsoever. It's just spending time and being together, cooking, watching a film, sitting at a bar and sharing a drink.
Talking about cooking, what is your favorite food? And it can be a specific dish or a cuisine.
Well, you know, there's this European and American way of cooking Mexican food. But when I first traveled to Mexico, it blew my mind. The Mexican food is maybe my favorite in the world, along with Thai food. Of course, I love Italian food, you know, but Mexican and Thai.
We talked about this a little bit, but again, if you weren't a director and writer, what would you be?
Hopefully a professional tennis player. I just try to imagine me at the age of 12, not giving up on tennis lessons and surprisingly, you know, going through the roof as a multiple Grand Slam winning super pro from Germany. It's an ultimate fantasy. But yeah, no, I still love tennis. And but I have many interests and curiosities about all kinds of things. I just discovered gardening and working with wood. You know, I'm in that age now. No, I can also imagine myself working in nature, I guess.
Which real life or fantasy talent would you like to have?
I have this big love and fascination for music and musicians. I would like to be able to play an instrument really well. I mean, I play a little bit of guitar, but like on a just campfire standard. That's how I call it. But no, but like really playing the piano is a dream that might not come true in this lifetime. But, you know, if it's an ultimate fantasy.
What is your favorite movie or TV series related memory, and maybe also something that you saw as an audience member that impressed you or moved you?
Well, my parents sent me to language school for a couple of weeks when I was like an early teenager, and I went to Brighton in England. And I was in an English class, and they took us to see Schindler's List. Yeah, which was a very emotional experience on so many levels, you know, watching the film, dealing with the subject, dealing emotionally with it, but also being a German among British kids.
Yeah.
And at the same time, watching a masterpiece, like there was so much going on, but obviously it was a bit difficult. I mean, we came out of this film as a group and we just hugged each other. That was the way we communicated about it. And this was something that stayed with me forever. I mean, this was like a really memorable moment after watching a film.
Yeah.
And TV series, I don't know. Let me think. I mean, I don't watch a lot, but obviously I watch the good ones and I also do enjoy them. I mean, I watched Twin Peaks first two seasons a couple of times, and I remember when I first binged the second season over the weekend, and it was like 3 o'clock in the morning and I was about to watch the last episode and my TV turned into a stratoscope and I was totally mesmerized and hypnotized by what was going on. I haven't seen anything before or after that. Twin Peaks still to me is the best TV series ever.
What is the last book you read or maybe still read?
I read Cinema Speculations from Tarantino.
Oh.
It was on my shelf for quite a while. And then I don't know, I just picked it and started to read it. It's really, well, it's Tarantino. I mean, he has such a great way of telling stories and telling memories from his life and how his mom and several stepfathers took him to the theaters in the 70s. Yeah. It's beautiful. It's like a little bit like reading stories from that era that Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is taking place.
Do you have a favorite hero or heroine from literature?
Well, I love Ripley. I read this book as a teenager and I still relate to that story and to that character to a certain degree. And I think like Raskolnikov from Crime and Punishment is my favorite character from literature.
What is the next possibly German TV series or film that you can't wait to watch? And yes, you can plug your own work. This is what this is for.
Yeah, okay. That's good. That's good that you mentioned that. Obviously, you should see my new film, Islands, starring Sam Riley, Stacey Martin, and Jack Farthing. We shot it on the beautiful island of Fuerteventura, and it's an interesting erotic neo-noir, vacation noir is the term we use to describe it. But I'm also looking forward to a movie called In die Sonne schauen by Masha Schelinski, which made it into the Cannes competition this year. So I'm obviously very curious to watch it. And I'm very happy for Masha. Congratulations again.
Which also can be German, doesn't have to be German. Upcoming or already established talent would you recommend our listeners to watch out for?
There's this new film called Vena, which is, I think is also nominated for the German Film Award. And there's so much young talent in the film that I think it's worth watching out to all of them, especially Emma Nova, I think is her name, the main actress.
Now we're pivoting a little bit. What do you like most about yourself?
Stamina, I'd say. Like I can really be stubborn and go through difficult times in order to achieve what I want to achieve. Nothing that guarantees an easy life sometimes, but no, you have to have stamina if you make movies, I guess. And I would say this is like one of the things that I like about myself, that I don't give up easily.
And what do you dislike about yourself?
It's a little bit in the opposite territory of stamina, is my impatience, because I can
relate.
Yeah, no, I can go for the long distance, but I'm also terribly impatient. And making movies sometimes takes forever, especially in financing and writing and rewriting and all that. And the editing process that I sometimes suffer, that things take so long.
What is the last thing you regret and why? And it doesn't have to be a big thing.
Okay, then let me give you a small thing.
Yes.
I regretted that I couldn't make it to the Istanbul Film Festival to present my film. I was very busy at that time. And then when I saw the images from the festival and, you know, I received some messages from people who watched the film over there. And I love Istanbul so much. And mm-hmm. It's always worth going for a couple of days. It was very sad. I was sitting at home like, damn, why didn't I go to Istanbul to present the film? Whatever festival will be next, I will show up. You know, because it's always a good thing to present the film in person and to meet people and to hang out with other filmmakers.
Which random thing makes you happy?
Walking.
Okay.
No, I just discovered this like in my life. I just, you know, I'd like to walk and clear my head and walk, mm-hmm. keep going forward. I just try to walk 2 hours every day.
Do you have a life motto or maybe a motto in general?
Do it or die trying. I like it because it describes a passion and a determination that I can relate to.
And we're at the last question, which might be a little bit odd for you to answer. I don't know. Who would play you in a film or series about your life?
Obviously, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Okay.
But I'm afraid it will be Jack Black in the end.
Who knows?
Which would also be great.
A different film, but...
I'm better off with Jack Black. I like him. He's funny. And I start to look more and more like him.
I mean, nothing against Jack Black, but... That was it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
It was a pleasure.
Likewise. Thank you so much.
Short Take is produced by German Films, the National Information and Advisory Center for the Promotion of German Films Worldwide. To find out more about our guests, check out the links in our show notes. To stay up to date with our episodes, subscribe wherever you find your podcasts.